Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, February 18th through Thursday, February 24th, 2022. February 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the way to avoid any war in the world is to replace aggression in the heart with holy love. This is why the propagation of my words to you is so important. When I speak here, I am speaking to every heart in the world. No one can be at peace, genuine peace, apart from me. Worldly acquisitions, property, power, fame, are all temporary. Earn your place in heaven through the practice of holy love. Your example of holy love brings souls to me. You may not know until you pass into eternity yourself how great an influence the holy love in your heart has been to others. Remember this the next time you are prone to impatience, doubts, or indifference. By living in holy love, you are my instruments in the world in every present moment." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 19th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the beginning of a new age is at hand. It is not an age of distancing oneself from God, but one of understanding man's position before me. Many events are now beginning to occur, which will bring some much closer to me, and many far distant from me. These things began with the last presidential election here in your country. Tried and true was abandoned, and unpredictable gained ground. The news media became a pawn in Satan's hands. Mankind, while being encouraged to think for himself, is more and more controlled by illicit powers that be. Obedience to my commandments has become old-fashioned, out of step with advanced thinking. But my laws stand as the judge of every human behavior, above and beyond any contrived behaviors presumed righteous by popular opinion. Nothing will change at mankind's judgment to please errant souls. My commandments will always remain the standard of righteous judgment. Have ears to listen, not false discernment." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. "By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 20th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not presume to know the future. Only I know the times and dates of certain events. Begin each day open and ready for whatever I send your way. When you live this way, you are open to my divine will for you. It is easy for me to direct you and to use you as my instrument. It is when you decide that you must do such and such no matter what, that you do not open your heart to my plans for you. I may want to use you in a whole different direction than what you anticipate. Let your hearts open as to my plans and my direction for you. When you pray each morning, allow my Spirit to direct you. Then you will be ready for any direction I send you." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 21st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in many messages I have sent to earth through this messenger, I have called you to trust. The measure of your trust is the measure of your love for me. When your trust is tested, your love for me is tested as well. Every outcome of every problem is in the hands of my provision. Your fears are useless. They are a tool of Satan to come between us. Fear is a tactic of the evil one. He fans the flames of fear by suggesting the worst possible outcomes to your problems. I am the creator of all good. I know your situations. I am the author of every solution. Pray for trust and patience for me to show my hand. Remember, Satan, most of all, does not want your peace." A note is given to read James chapter 5, verse 11. "Behold, we call those happy who were steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. February 22nd, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, pray often. It is a sign of your love for me. Depend upon my intercession in every difficulty. You are never alone. Allow me to be a part of your heart in every present moment. Do not let anything change that. When you learn to depend upon me, your trust in me strengthens. I am omnipotent and can readily resolve any issue in your life through my grace. Live in trust, because you believe in me. A note is given to read Jude 20 through 21. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. February 23rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, learn to meet each challenge with trust in my grace. This dependable trust comes from a deep love of me, knowing that I place in your life only the best for your salvation. All that seems like an insurmountable problem is resolved in my grace. It is my will to use each one of you towards the salvation of many souls. All the people I put in your life are needy in some way. You can be an instrument in their salvation by introducing them to these messages. These messages can transform lives through the loving direction they give. Do not let the fear of rejection overwhelm any inspiration I give you to evangelize these messages. Keep steady on the course of belief in the face of much disbelief. These messages may be the turning point in many a life. Your deep-seated trust in all that I am telling you is a spiritual gift. Those who do not believe in the power of my grace and choose disbelief need many prayers. Always pray for unbelievers. A note is given to read Jude chapter 17, 23. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 24th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, consider carefully the landscape of politics in the world today. By and large, the pandemic has become a means of separating people and nations. Many commodities have fallen into short supply, as shipping has become a political football. People are being encouraged to lean on their government instead of free enterprise. This is no more than stripping the system of democracy which this nation is founded upon. Your current president is no more than a puppet whose strings are being pulled by hidden forces with hidden agendas. Remember, you, my children, are called to be children of the light. Into the light you must stand, always defending the truth. Do not be confounded by convoluted news reports or media sources which have become compromised. Center your hearts on the difficult task of uncovering the truth. Learn which sources you can trust and which ones you cannot. Be an instrument of the light of truth so that I can use you to lead those around you in the truth. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 11. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.